It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Matt. Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve.
I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Hey, where are the white women at?
Hi.
Goodbye.
Happy Hanukkah.
Nice hood.
Thanks.
I got your hood.
I've got your hood. I don't feel so swell today. See, Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is a website. I'm Derek. With me as always, it's Matthew.
www.thekidfrombrooklyn.com.
And we have our friend Dawson.
Hello.
And the big boss man himself, Mr. Clutch, from the Clutch and Wiggle Experience
Fire
podcast, is here.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all I got.
That's it. Great show.
Well, I'll see you later.
Come back next week. There we are.
I was just kind of trolling Instagram, and I see somebody whose Instagram name is Explosive Dicks.
Yes.
How many?
I don't know. A lot of them. Oh, it's a girl, too.
That, wow. And that will be expired in
I
five,
I want to be
four,
her friend.
Three,
if she
two,
didn't look like she one. Was 14.
Wait, what?
17, sorry.
Oh, whoops.
That's all legal right. In Jersey.
South Jersey?
Yeah.
Are you getting random followers on Instagram?
No, I don't.
At one point, they did some kind of update, and all of a sudden, I started getting people from India to
really?
Non-U.S. countries.
Well, the tech support.
Not that kind of tech support.
Maybe.
You got problems with your Instagram?
No, I know. I got one random follower once, and it was a guy, and he was creepy because he was liking all the pictures of my son.
Oh,
so
boy.
I blocked him.
Yeah, that's
I was like,
blockable.
That's enough of that.
Red flag.
Yeah, I don't do much Instagramming. I just like looking. I'm a lurker.
Pervert.
Yeah. Just liking things that are inappropriate. That's about it.
I got food and sunsets on mine.
Food and sunsets.
Yep.
I can outdo you. I have my cat.
Oh, ooh. I don't have a cat. So I have to get one.
Oh, you mean on your personal one? I thought you meant like that's what people post on your...
Oh, no, that's what I post.
Because I was going to say, I get a lot of feet. girls' feet, different shoes. I get a lot of, in the summertime, I'll get a lot of the legs on the beach.
Yes.
Or what the internet thinks looks like two hot dogs.
The laid out legs, like you just...
Yes, yeah, like they're laying out. It's just a picture from like their crotch up.
We have a...
Or crotch down, rather.
A girl that Derek and I went to high school with who likes to take pictures, and she manages to get her legs in almost every single one of her pictures.
Really?
And I pointed it out once, not being like mean or anything like that, and she took offense. Like she actually got
my
upset.
Friends with this
what
person?
Kind of fence? Was it a chain link fence?
Yes, a hurricane fence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she got upset at me
for
that.
What are the initials?
Did she
She's like, everybody has to like be a jerk to me today. I'm like, I'm not being a jerk. I'm like, I'm just saying that you take pictures and your legs are in every single one of them. Like
she was. I remember that, but I don't remember who it was. She
good old JR.
She took the anger
okay.
out on you.
I'm not friends with her.
You're not?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Never been. Never even spoken to
good
her.
Good for you. The buzz is gone, by the way.
Yeah, because I turned the music down. It's coming from the computer. Listen, if I turn the volume up for the music,
Oh.
Oh, oh well, yeah.
That does make sense, but that means that you just got to adjust the stereo out mix.
That's a bad ground, usually.
Oh, technical Timmy.
That's all, baby.
We're supposed to be funny here, not from India.
That's it, and that's all.
Just for decoration.
Who's Ed Tuscan? Is he a writer?
Oh, yes.
He's a writer for CombatNetwork.com. He's our newest member.
Oh. Yeah. Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome.
Hello, Eddie.
What do you mean, welcome?
And please come
back. Some kind of slave master?
Come back every single show, every live show, every day of the week.
Please. And spread the word.
We're the only interesting one.
Spread the goddamn word.
You start the week off right.
That's right. Well, Sunday is technically the start of the week.
That's true.
According to the calendar.
I don't like calendars that start with Mondays.
I would never get a calendar that started with Monday.
Think about this. Why would you put Sunday and Saturday all the way at the one side of the week? Why would you do that?
Why?
Look, it's the weekend. Yeah, the front and the back end.
It's like a bookend.
There's two ends of the week. The front end and the back end. Not this one big chunk. Bookends. The caboose. It's not the week caboose. It's the weekend.
The week caboose.
Yeah. Come on.
It's not as strong as the other 5 days?
Yes.
The week caboose.
So, yeah.
Yeah. It's like putting bookends all the way to the right or all the way to the left. Same shit.
Exactly. So, who's dead?
Polish.
Oh, God. What's your name? Mae Young.
Mae, not so fucking young. Dead at age 90.
I think she died like 3 times in a week and a half.
So. They kept on coming up. It's like once she went in the hospital, like, that's it. She's done. And then it was like, no, she's still alive. I'm like, no, you know what? I'm pretty sure she's done.
But then they took her off life support, and then she died. And then she really died.
And then she died again.
Of course, there was my response. She's still alive?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, wait a minute.
But her.
I thought she died giving birth to that hand.
Is this her daughter who then died of old age?
Is this Mae Young Jr.?
Mae Young Jr.
June Young?
Yes, Mae Young, who clawed, punched, and body slammed her way to fame as one of the top attractions of the spectacle known as ladies wrestling, died January 14th. She was dead.
Oh.
Huh?
So she's been dead for a while. So she was dead, and everybody was just...
Wait, when was this?
January 14th.
Yeah,
2012.
She died like a few days ago.
1987.
Jesus.
In her home in Columbia, South Carolina.
Let me guess, was 90. The Wikipedia?
No, this
or
is...
Or is that straight from WWE.com?
This is straight from the Washington Post.
Oh. What year did she debut as a wrestler? You know?
Jesus Christ.
When God made the world.
He said, let there be Mae Young.
And Henry Ford released his first automobile.
Yeah, pretty close to it, actually.
For 7 decades. Yeah. Ms. Young. She wasn't married?
No. She's probably a lesbian.
Look at her.
She's probably a lesbian.
She's 90.
She looked 90 at 20.
Yeah, you know what? She didn't really...
She's like one of those Pajiria
kids. She didn't look that good in 1943 either.
Hold on. Wait a tick. August 20th, 1939.
That's when she was born?
That was before my grandfather was born.
Wait,
when she debuted in wrestling.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit.
Well, back then she should have been married and had 6 kids already.
Yeah. Like,
yes. Yes.
Wow,
yeah.
That's incredible. She was 16 years old. Holy shit. She knew what she wanted to do. I mean,
yeah.
Tell
you. Yeah, she wanted to be a freaking carny for the rest of her life.
In the 40s and 50s, Ms. Young had a long rivalry with Mildred Burke.
Oh.
Mildred.
Yes.
There's nobody under the age of 80 named Mildred.
When did they stop using those names? Like Blanche?
Mildred? Yeah, I know.
That's your favorite old lady name.
Yeah, Blanche.
Blanche.
Yeah. When they found out Mildred and Mae Young were licking each other's butts.
Oh.
Just stopped.
Hiya, Blanche. I talk like this. This is where I talk from birth.
Just like nobody's named
Skip
anymore.
Can I lick your
anymore.
Box, Blanche?
I can smoke 10 packs of cigarettes. I'll be right back.
Wait, is that B. Arthur talking to Blanche? Let me lick your box, Blanche.
Oh, come on.
In Miami.
Suddenly I have a hankering for roast beef.
Let me get the hedge clippers to trim your pubic hair.
Oh, no. Everything goes back to wrestling.
Looks like Sophia's hair.
Yes.
Give me a lock of that. It's like Brillo. I can get the rust off the rims of my car.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Blanche's long article for her.
Crotch.
Oh, my. It's so ridiculous.
Barbed wire butch.
She wrestled on on Pearl Harbor Day.
What?
December 7th, 1941. She was wrestling in Tennessee.
Was she wrestling from the Japanese?
It's truly ridiculous to think of somebody this old.
Was still existing.
Yeah.
Up until last week.
Oh, my God. She probably couldn't see when she walked down to the ring. She had to be guided.
Dude, she went through a table.
Yes, the Dudleys put her through a table.
Yeah, but that's when she was younger.
No, not that much. It was a couple years ago.
She was like 78.
Okay, that's younger than 90. That's younger than shitting dust.
All right, let's.
What's the cutoff? When's shitting dust start?
This is a very bad.
When you're born and when you die,
it just reverts back.
This is a very bad. Oh no, of course.
Oh, well, it's a TV recording of.
Yeah, but I just want to show. It. And apparently, it's not going to go full screen.
Get the tables.
Whatever they
have
to do, I do.
Oh my god,
that is her.
Imagine, imagine smelling.
Oh my god,
that.
Off the stage.
Yes.
Holy shit.
I can't believe she did that at that age.
And you look at Bubba's eyes, it's because he smelled a crotch. I just smelled fish.
Must have guessed.
76 years old.
That's insane.
The wow. Great Depression is what it smelled like.
Oh my god.
Done.
Yes.
I'm done.
From Brillo to desperation.
Yes.
He has a look of horror on his face.
I just smelt hell.
I just breathed in cobwebs.
Yeah. Yes, the Dudley boys specifically, Bubba Ray performed a powerbomb on Young through a table twice in consecutive episodes of Raw.
They did it twice?
The week before they did it in the ring.
And then they did it through the table?
Oh, you mean Bubba?
That's why she was in the wheelchair.
That's why she was in the wheelchair.
Bubba
had
to smell yeast twice?
Oh, my God.
She was 70 shiver.
Whole wheat? No.
Yeah, right? That was 13 years ago?
Flesh-eating disease on his neck.
Unbelievable. She expressed enthusiasm for it. She liked it.
Yeah. STDs were born from her loins.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, what? Bubba Ray later said that after that whole thing, I watched her go up to Vince McMahon and tell him, I want them to powerbomb me off the top of the cage.
Yeah,
and he said, shut up, May, you're drunk.
Yeah. That's when dementia kicked in.
Exactly.
You're fired, you old whore. You're expired.
Yes.
You got STDs older than everyone watching.
Oh, my God.
Expired. Like milk.
I want the Dudley boys to shoot me in the face with a shotgun.
Come on, you can do a better Mae Young.
I think you could do a better Mae Young than that.
Yes.
I can't stick today.
My George the Animal steel to bite my face apart like a turnbuckle.
Is he still here? Where's George?
Let me spread my legs. Let it get the cotton out. That's why his tongue was green.
Where's Buddy Rogers?
Buddy.
Such a nice young boy.
I'm the reason why Chris Benoit went berserk.
Oh, no.
Too soon. Too soon.
What do you mean the Grand Wizard's dead? Yes.
Oh, God.
Unbelievable.
The magic of Mae Young's badge.
Oh. Dead. Magical Mae Young. See, like, if the fleshlight had any decency whatsoever, they would have done a Mae Young fleshlight.
Oh, come on now.
They have all these nasty porn stars.
I don't even want to know.
They could have done an extra large Mae Young fleshlight. It would have been like the size of like a Pringles can or something.
You'd start flinging hot dogs down that sucker.
You open the top and it just flops out.
It's like slinkies. Yeah.
Like what is that shit? The Nickelodeon stuff.
Bat in the
gack.
The other stuff. Like it's like Flutter or something like that.
Flubber.
Like, yeah.
throw her vagina up against the wall and just watch it trickle down like a spider.
That's what she calls trickle down economics.
Rolls downstairs through tables and chairs.
Rolls over the man's cock.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
Oh, God rest.
Sir. Flubber.
Baseball flubber. Bat in a garbage can.
I hope no one related to her is listening to this.
Oh, yeah, they're probably getting a good laugh.
This is our
I don't think
homage.
Anybody. I don't think there's anyone left that's related to her.
I know.
10 people left the room, 10 more joined.
Her whole fucking family tree just expired.
Rest in peace, Mae Young. For
all
expiring.
She did was want to entertain us.
And she did. We're that's why we're talking about her. But that's why we're talking about
homage.
Her. If we didn't care about her, we wouldn't be making fun of her.
Staten Island Crotch lived a long time.
Oh, good push.
Clean up an aisle three.
Yes. Yes. So. Hello. Gassy.
So, rest in peace, Mae Young.
What did she look like young? You gotta type that in. Mae Young, young.
Mae Young squared.
Hey, Google thinks you're stuttering right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's see.
Kinda hot. Kinda. In that, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what she looked like. Oh,
1920s look.
That dressed up porn look.
No. She had nice legs.
Nice stems. Like.
What the hell is that?
That's her vagina.
It's like George Burns had sex with Clint Eastwood.
Wow.
Well, apparently she's into fisting.
Yeah. Nice ring. Hall of Fame, what, 06?
Is that the Super Bowl ring from Ace Ventura? Yeah. You got to count the
I think it says 2000.
On it.
Is that an 8 or a 2008? 6?
That looks like an 8.
Looks like an 8.
Yeah.
Yep. 10,008. I just want 1,008 of me.
I just want to gnaw on this little thing.
God, it looks like the moon's surface.
Yeah, there's some there's some pictures of her.
One small step for man, one giant leap for my crotch.
There's pictures of her like on a couch and stuff from back in the day. There you go.
She wasn't horrible.
No, not really.
She was a little bit of a looker.
Yeah.
A little bit. What's with that neck though?
Wow, she's turning sideways.
That's a huge neck.
She's also an athlete.
She's also an athlete, yeah.
Looks like she had a tracheotomy, kind of. Oh, that's delicious.
Oh, yes.
That is,
I like that front, the front ass.
The front the ass. Front ass. Sassafras.
Miss Mae Young.
Is it a boopa?
See, wait, hold on. If you look at that, it's M-A-Y, right?
Wasn't
she like
M-A-E.
Toward now M-A-E?
M-A-E, yeah.
Maybe that's not her. I don't know.
No, that's her.
Damn it, Vince.
Mm-hmm.
Girl wrestler.
Yeah, well, she's what's that one? You clicked. That one's great.
Oh, jeez.
Smell my armpit.
My leaky crotch.
Oh man.
Keep that up.
Butter.
Keep that up the whole show.
No, thanks.
Crotch butter.
Getting rid of it as soon as butter. I can.
I can't believe it's May's crotch. Spray.
Can't believe it's May's butter.
No.
Who else died? Professor from Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
And somebody from Partridge Family?
Don't know.
Professor. Maybe. He had like a Roger Moore thing going on, right? Like a little bit?
I don't know.
Professor from Gilligan's Island. Looked like Roger Moore a little bit.
Just a Bondish. The early Bond.
He's got like a 30% Roger Moore.
He's a handsome fella.
Yeah, he's the professor.
Maybe he can finally find out how to get off the damn island.
Nope. But he can make a radio out of coconuts.
It's true.
I can't do much.
Coconuts. Yeah. And you said somebody for the Partridge Family?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that.
I think so.
No, I don't know. Partridge Family death. What is it? Partridge Family. Death. Oh, Dave Madden?
Madden, yeah.
Is it the dad?
Yeah.
Related to John Madden?
You'll feel that one tomorrow.
Now, here's a guy. He drives around on a bus all day.
He just starts circling if he went over here, if you look back this way and...
This is where he gave birth to the sixth child. Boom!
Who is this John Madden? He doesn't even look like an athlete.
Steve Madden was more like an athlete.
Russell Johnson was the professor. Dave Madden was the, the dad in the Partridge Family.
Right?
Oh, no, he was the TV talent agent.
Oh.
What?
Oh, so, he was the manager?
So a very lesser role. So.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And also Ariel Sharon.
Sharon? Ariel Sharon.
Who's that?
He's a Jew.
Oh, come on.
Who?
A Jew. Former Israeli prime minister.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
That dude.
Wasn't he like in a coma since like...
Yeah, for like six years or something. Yeah.
No, no, I'm sorry. The proper answer was, who gives a shit?
Yeah, he was. He was in a coma for a while. They just kept him alive.
So he didn't matter.
Nah, not really.
Yeah, so he's been dead for a while.
He just like that girl from Arizona or New York or wherever that's been brain dead for weeks. And
yes.
The family still wants to keep her alive.
Oh, are you talking about that big story that happened a few years ago?
No, like with weeks.
Terry Schiavo?
No.
Terry Schiavo? How did you remember that? Of all the things for you to remember, I can't remember what I ate yesterday, but I remember Terry Schiavo. I watched every minute of that case in 2003.
How are you? What's today's date?
Get in there.
That fucking Terry Schiavo. Oh, God.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
She was so promising.
Yeah, she was.
So she became a retard.
Yeah. What happened to her again?
I understand that Florida actually made her the new state vegetable.
What a horrible name. Terry Schindler Schiavo.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm very Schiavo.
But what happened to her?
I don't know.
Apparently now she's the potato in your soup.
Is that a Jewish thing? Like, do they want to, like, they just want to keep them alive? Is that, like, I don't know.
It's like a, I don't know.
Yeah, but like air was still coming out of her. This other one was completely brain dead.
Yeah.
Parents wanted
to
Terry
Schiavo was actually like functioning and breathing and trying to talk.
Yeah.
So the whole thing was like, is she just like in pain and doesn't know it, or is she actually trying to communicate?
She's trying to communicate. The doctor rates me and calls me a retard. Wow.
Right.
So they have all these videos of her like
that picture right there next to the dude.
The
that
dude?
Black chick?
Yeah, what is that?
Wait, that's the other story that I was talking about.
This one?
Yeah.
Her?
Uh-huh.
Who is this? Who is this? This is the Terry Schiavo Foundation.
It looks like an oil spill.
Wow.
You didn't... So apparently you didn't hear about this story.
No.
This
Jahi McMath.
Yes, this...
What a terrible name.
Well...
McMath.
Well, you know, those people.
Look at look at her skin. But no, she's completely brain dead. And come on, I'm trying to plow through. Shut up.
Listen.
She's totally brain dead.
McMath. What is that? I don't know. That's why I asked.
She's not even white enough to be Irish.
What? McMath.
McMath. You're brain dead.
Wow.
Wow. I think Derek is sick.
My name is Moheef McShoe.
And I'm French.
Yeah.
And I was born in Germany. My dad's Chinese.
Jehu McEnglish.
Wow. McMath. I'm sorry. That's a sad story, though.
McMath or meth?
Math. Like 2 + 2 = death.
Yeah, I was going to say exactly what she can't do.
Name is Tyrese McHistory.
McMath is McHistory.
Holy shit, Andy.
Wow. Wait, is she dead yet?
Yeah, she's brain dead, technically. Okay. Yeah.
No one knew the difference.
I know. What if we said she wasn't? What would you have done? Said you're sorry?
Oh, my God. If the fucking Post doesn't have that on their front page when she
died. No, they won't. They don't go.
They're not that heartless.
McHistory?
They're not that heartless.
That's a good wordplay, though.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Awesome.
Oh, man.
Make everything she'd ever passed in school.
I guarantee you, if there was a rapist named McMath and he got put to the electric chair, that would be the fucking headline.
Okay.
McMath is McHistory.
Yeah, but now for some... What happened to her?
She's brain dead.
No, but what happened to her? Like,
I don't know. But
she drown in the pool that she's in?
No, but
she shouldn't have been swimming because
the family is trying to get a doctor to operate on her.
Okay.
I just saw the picture, and I just went back to his comment. He said, "Looks like an oil spill."
Yeah. He said,
"Looks like an oil spill."
That's why he's...
I just saw it.
Oh man, this you just brutal. Broke. Holy crap!
I'm sorry, poor child. Oh, man. So I believe that pitch is Photoshop because they those people don't swim.
Oh, she's except in the shallow in toilets.
Oh, man. No, but apparently the family is trying to get a doctor to operate
new
on
name?
Her to give her. You know, to have her, like, to give her food and all this kind of stuff, and nobody will operate on a brain-dead person.
Well, they can't get liquid chicken to the IV.
Oh, come on. Now you're just puree. Now you're just being racist.
I do have a personal
story.
Please
be clever.
I do have a personal hospice story. My grandmother did pass away a few weeks ago.
A way to bring us down.
No, I want to explain something, like, how, like, the hospital treats these situations. I mean, when my mother explained this to me, I was blown away. I'm like, they're a hospital. How can they, like, not know? So, like, they say to her, like, oh, you know your mother's terminally ill, right? And she's like, yes. It's like, she's in the hospital. We can't care for her at home. She's in ICU at the time because they couldn't stabilize her blood pressure. And they're talking to my mother about hospice. Meanwhile, like, my grandmother is, like, sitting there. She's like, I can hear you talking.
Like that's bad.
Yeah, like she's still like functioning. We're still having quote good days with her. You know, like still like
yeah,
fully,
like she's not brain. She's
no
she's responsive.
Completely
to
responsive.
Yeah, yeah.
Like yes, very tired and you know it's the you know it's time is coming, but like I figured that they would ask for hospice when it's like obvious.
Yeah,
like for her it was really the last day of her life was when they should have asked that, and she went. I couldn't believe like. 2 weeks, maybe a week and a half before that, they were asking that. My mother said they were asking like a month before. I'm like, a month before she was walking. I'm like,
that's fucked
yeah,
up.
That is, yeah, that is really ridiculous.
Like, you really should consider hospice. And I was like, she's still walking.
She's like, a hairy she, fucking word you're saying, asshole.
Punch you in the balls.
She just
right
went downstairs to get coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, really just, I
her
didn't expect that.
Her car doesn't have remote
that.
Start. She just went outside to start it. What are you fucking?
Yeah, so you know, but yes, we did we did things the way we wanted to. We're like, nope, fuck you, yeah. That's it.
There's a weird sort of attitude in hospitals, and I guess they have to be like that, where they don't really see them as, you know.
No,
hello. Oh, those new XLRs working.
Did I get unplugged? I tapped it with my finger. It was a little sensitive there.
Yeah. Listen, your grandmother's telling you don't want to fucking talk about
yeah,
this.
Exactly.
They don't see them as like mothers and grandmothers and fathers and all
no,
that.
No, they're not really supposed to show emotion.
Yeah.
But that was only like two particular nurses. Every other one was perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Perfectly normal and treated them, you know, treated everyone respectfully.
She was in Riverview, correct?
Yes. Yeah. So.
So if you want to continue on that kind of story, when my mom passed away and I got that phone call in the morning. No, it's as soon as I got to the home that she was in.
Yeah.
Before I even went in to see her, just to say my goodbye and everything else, at the nurse's station, they said, did you call the funeral home yet?
Jesus!
Did you make the big call yet?
Like, and then they went on to say, because they saw the pissed off look on my face.
Where do I send flowers?
No, they said, well, we opened the window for her.
What? What does that mean?
What?
What the fuck?
What does that mean?
She had already passed?
Yes. Like a few hours earlier kind of thing. And the first two things they said is, did you call the funeral home yet? And two, we opened the window for her.
What does that
so
even
what?
Mean?
So she can chill out? Like,
the body could cool off faster. We opened the window. I was like,
or maybe that's all they did for her. They're like, we don't know. We didn't know what to do with her. We just opened the window.
I think that's all
a couple
they did,
days ago. And
that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like she's a dog in a car. We cracked the window. I don't know what he wants to do.
I don't even know what to say. That's fucking retarded. That's
insane. I mean, I was still trying to get you up. My mom just passed away. I mean, okay, but what? What? The window's open? Thank you.
Somebody on, I keep bringing up Reddit every show, but there's so much stuff on it. Somebody on Reddit posted a picture of, it said something like 6 months later, I got this huge punch in the gut in the mail. Their 1-year-old child died.
Ooh.
It was in the care of a babysitter. Fell asleep in the car seat, so she left him in the car seat, I guess brought him inside, and he was sleeping, and realized he was sleeping too long, and then realized that he was dead. He was dead because the strap around his chest was on his neck in just such a position that
pinched
he
the, yeah.
Yeah, so he passed out and he died, and she had no idea. They're not mad at the babysitter. They said he died within 4 minutes mm-hmm. of it being on his neck. So, you know, they're trying to get through this and all that. And then in the mail, 6 months later after the funeral, they get from the hospital a nice little gold plaque coin thing for being an organ donor.
Okay.
They get a little baby urn with a teddy bear on it. Something else. Oh, the kid's hand and feet prints in like the little rock thing or the little concrete thing. Uh-huh. So they did like a little cast of the kid's hands and feet before they cremated him.
What?
And a bill for like 10 grand.
Oh, here you go.
All in one package. And the
all
guy took a picture of it and put it on.
For $9.99.
You can get it on FlexPay.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah. Yeah. If you
order
now,
the next 10 minutes, you get a yeah. second one. Just pay shipping yeah. and processing. The same place that my mom passed away. I got a year later, I get a bill for stuff. I call up and go, no, we already paid everything. Oh, no, she's still here. They thought she was still in the place.
What?
No, and that was the lady that we opened the window for.
Yeah. I'm like, no. And I let her have it. Coarse words came from my mouth.
Wow.
Wow.
These homes and shit like that and hospitals that don't know.
It's their fucking job.
It's horrible.
Obviously, they're not horrible. Trained enough.
You had one job. That's it. You manage dead people. That's it.
Dead and dying.
That's it.
And apparently, they can't do that either.
Incredible.
Like, I get it. Like, they have to be distant and, like, not attached to these
no,
people.
No, there's a difference between being distant and competent.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. This is something they do. It's routine. They do it all the time. Here's another stupid example of something that happened. My grandmother's social security number, first three numbers are wrong on all her information. How do you do that? How do you do it?
1, 2, 3. Okay. 8, 1, 7. Okay. Yeah. Yes,
okay.
Next.
And then we'll get the rest of them are right. So we have to go through a bunch of bullshit with that. My grandfather has to get the house, like a modification on the loan. We have to go through a whole bunch of bullshit now because the social security number is wrong. Not our fault. Unbelievable.
They just want to kick them in the nuts.
Yes. Yes.
Nice and hard.
I mean, to be fair, they deal with hundreds and hundreds of people, but...
Not at a time.
Sometimes.
No. There's a fucking Holocaust going on around here.
We're taking it up to the fifth floor Auschwitz.
We are emptying the ovens today. Oh, better get some extra help on.
Get the temps.
Oh, you're dirty. Come step into my shower.
God, you guys.
Oops, you dropped the soap. Yeah, let me give you a light.
You dropped the soap. Oh, you are the soap. What? This show is amazing tonight.
I will name you the Irish Spring.
The bubbles are really going today.
None of us leave this place today because we are going straight to hell.
It's true.
Oh. We're already gone. We just got a warmer seat.
Yes.
Who are this soap?
That's in the traditional, like, flamboyant, charismatic Hitler voice that he has. It's in every incarnation of Hitler has this, like, happy, like, he should be like a children's character.
The Mel Brooks film, the producers.
Get the Ernst Schuppenstein.
Oh, man. Because Hitler didn't talk like that. He's like gay, practically. You ever hear like any?
You ever see his hair?
Yeah, but Hitler had a very sharp and like, you know, very you know.
He looks like every hipster in Brooklyn right
yeah.
now.
His voice was very like nice shrill shoes. And sharp, but not like over the top and homosexual.
Would you like to try some Lieberstein 2000?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Hold on, let me dial it up for you.
Some Israeli spring.
Oh.
I don't even know if that makes sense.
It does.
Israeli
it does.
Spring.
It does. That's good.
You're not fully clean unless you're incinerated clean.
We'd get that copper smell off your fingers from counting pennies all day.
Oh, here we go.
No.
What's that soap that has the sand in it?
No, what?
Find a George pumice.
Pumice.
Yeah, the Jewish pumice
made from the
made from Jewish bones.
Of Jews. Oh.
Come on.
He has a femur from a 35-year-old Jew.
Oh my God.
They're losing
it. Makes a
it.
Great back scratcher.
Oh. Wow. I was not expecting this tonight.
No.
This was not. This is definitely not the direction I thought we were going.
God
I'd like
bless
to make,
me,
I'd like
young.
To apologize for all other minorities we're not making fun of right now.
Yeah, we got a lot of catching
we'll
up to do.
To you. We'll get to you.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. You don't want to explain how copper wire is invented.
Yeah.
you could Google that one.
We pulled the blood vessels. Make them harder.
GTS.
Full disclosure, I was Googling soap names to try to come up with a good joke.
Sure, why not?
And this one came up.
Why not?
Oh, boy.
Yes!
Barf soap.
Oh, I heard that.
I clean that.
Why do you think's in the burger?
The jewel burger.
Who do you think's in the oven?
Come on now.
I burnt that. God.
Hey, I'm going home.
You can't do that in Germany.
You meet the vacation? Come on, let's go. I'll get my train.
We'll get there faster. But don't peek.
Don't peek.
My goodness.
Well, you know why he killed himself, right?
Oh, no.
He got the gas bill.
Yes. Good. Good.
It's a good way to end it, right?
Man, how come the video is on the...
I put the garbage thing up.
Oh.
Like censored.
Oh, how about those Knicks?
No, we did sports last week.
Yeah. We didn't do that.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah. How pissed were you?
No, I wasn't.
No, you had to have been kind of like, what?
What?
Well,
what
did you hear the part when I didn't know what the devil's thing was?
I found that hilarious.
I didn't really know. It was an NJ.
I had no clue. I thought it was just some weird indiscriminate pattern. No clue.
Oh, man.
Even now, as I look at it on your hat, it's kind of weird to me that it's an NJ.
Really?
It just looks like a mystery blob,
because it's like tilted a little bit. It's got the.
It almost looks like it could be like a chick.
It might as well be like Pangea. It's just not, it's just
sort
some
of.
Strange
sort
nondescript
of, yeah.
thing that you know what it is, but you can't really describe it.
Now it looks like a chick, like an unfinished drawing of like a girl sitting down with like her leg up and like the
chair,
like the yeah. horns are like her arms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to turn a sports emblem erotic.
Yeah.
Why not?
Draw me like one of your devil's girls.
Yes.
Marty Blodor.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I really can't believe we went that direction.
Well.
What direction was that?
Whoever Mike Griese is, he didn't care too much for
Mike Metroid. Why, what happened?
No.
He logged in and then just logged
Promptly
out. He
logged out.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
He heard Guess What's in the Oven, and he got that next show.
Yeah, that's good. That's good old Mike Metroid.
Oh, yeah?
I've been trying to get him to call in to do his Duke Nukem impression, but...
Where is it?
He's pretty good.
Come get some.
Better than that?
He's actually spot on.
Oh, okay.
But I'm all out of gum. But I'm all out of cum.
Oh. What?
So, anyway... What else we got in the news?
Did anything major happen? Because I'm just getting stupid stories here.
Apparently, the two of us have influenza these past 2 weeks.
Influenza,
just
or
like
affluenza?
The past 2 days, I've just been slowly getting something.
No.
It's outfluenza.
Yeah, apparently we've been snuffing too much dust.
Yeah, snuff dust.
I said influenza or affluenza, which apparently is now the excuse for rich kids getting into trouble. They have affluenza.
Because they're too affluent.
Like they're driving around at high speeds and shit. Like, oh, they have affluenza. They have too much.
They're too affluent.
They have too much. Yeah.
Fuck the rich.
And their rich wallets.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. We're not getting back up to the Jew thing.
No.
Not anytime soon.
My head is like
saving for next
right
week.
Now. I'm... I could end the show right now.
That was pretty brutal.
I really could.
The Polish are too easy, so who's next?
Hey. Yeah, it's just... Hey. That's hack.
That's hack.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, well. All right. Any updates on Bridgegate?
No. The only thing I know is whatever you told me last week.
Whole bunch of subpoenas went out, and that's about it.
Whose penis?
If Chris can find his. Oh, fat joke. Hello. Yeah, that story quickly just disappeared-ish, right? Like, it was all over the headlines.
Gone.
And all of a sudden, poof.
Well, because they blew their load so early with everything. Like, oh, yo, he did it. He did it. He's involved. Absolutely. He should resign. Oh, no, he didn't. Oh. Okay. All right, well, forget about that. Oh, here's something interesting. Within 24 hours, we're talking between 20 and 24 hours of news time, ABC, NBC, and CBS spent 17 times the coverage on Bridgegate than they did on the entire 6 months of the IRS scandal. Did you get that?
Yeah, I just can't understand why they would do such a silly thing.
17 times more airtime in one day.
When you break this whole story down, it's about somebody who allegedly shut down two lanes of a bridge.
Yes.
Versus, you know, just think of all the stories in the past. The president got his dick sucked in the White House.
Ooh. What's
more, you know, tragic, the dick sucking or bridge closure?
Oh, dick sucking, big time. That's gonna ruin the country. No one does that.
Or you know, President Obama's birth certificate thing. But no, the bridge
birth certificate thing.
The bridge thing is just outright crazy.
The true scandal. Yeah. The standout scandal of the 21st century.
That's the downfall of the U.S. That's it. We're done.
Bridgegate.
I mean, again. One day versus 180 days. One day equals 17 times 180 days. Think about that. Do the math there. There's no bias in the media whatsoever. There's
none. None at all. No. The news is always accurate. They're great.
17 times. 17.
In 9 times.
In one day. 17 times. How is there enough time in the day? Like, even if you covered it for 5 minutes in 6 months, how is there enough time in the day? That means that's the only thing they were talking about.
Yeah, the news reporters, they didn't even that's sleep. They're sitting at the desk. Let's watch this one more time.
How many fat Chris Christie jokes can we make? How many can we do? Let's go for the world record.
A lot.
Ready, Derek, start. Chris Christie's so fat.
His high school yearbook photo was an aerial view.
Perfect. Dawson.
He puts his belt on with a boomerang.
Whoa, clutch.
He's a donut.
All right.
He uses a VCR as a beeper.
Oh.
He lays down on his back. He's got snow in his stomach because it's taller than him.
That was a little wordy, but I'll give it to you.
He's fat. He's got snow on his stomach. That worked. He's a mountain. You got him. Okay.
He uses bacon as a belt.
Whoa, that's a belt. That's a good idea. Derek, what we got?
That's all I have.
He's got his own orbit.
Okay. That's a basic oldie but a goodie.
Yeah. Yeah. If he wore high heels, he would strike oil.
That's the new drilling system. Okay.
When he goes jogging, he leaves potholes.
All right.
Well, that's why he had to close the two lanes.
Yes.
Jogging, yes.
He had to fix the puzzle.
Sub-scandal.
He was jogging in the right and middle lane.
Okay, here we go. Ed Tuscany's his ass takes up two lanes when he goes on the bridge. That's why they had to shut it down.
Yeah.
Christie was making a visit to whatever that town is there by GW Bridge.
I got one.
Fort Lee.
New Jersey, when Chris Christie
Fort
goes there.
Fort Lee governor shuts down Fort Lee Bridge.
I had another one. When Print he goes that. To the beach, he's yes. the only one that gets a tan.
Yeah, okay, all right, Weird Al.
Yeah, Weird Al. I had to steal that from Weird Al. I had that one. I had to.
Yeah, when he goes to see his shoe shine, he's got to take their word, right?
I was going
to
Chris Christie backing.
I had a
Chris Christie's backing away from his thing, and all you hear is beep, beep, beep.
What about Chris Krispy Kreme donuts? How about those?
Ooh. Whatever happened to those places?
Now I want a donut in that box right there.
Oh yeah, donut. Anyway. I like Chris Christie.
Yes, he saved the beaches. He saved the whole shore after Sandy. He's the Sandy hero.
He did a good job.
That's the other thing that happened. He's being accused of using
$25 million or some shit
of his government ads from Sandy Relief.
Yeah.
He's being accused of it.
And they said $25 million or some
of Sandy Relief to fund his campaign to be reelected as governor.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Is that? Yeah. Is there any legit?
They're looking into it. Last I heard,
That's a serious accusation. could be frivolous. We'll find out.
I guess a lot of his reelection commercials were focused on Sandy.
Yes, and they were boring as fuck.
So
it's like a combo sort of thing.
Yeah. So it was like I don't know, maybe it was like a two-shotter.
I like combos.
Support
combos.
Well, so
pizza Christmas flavor to really.
But then
good.
When you flip it to the other side, how much money did Buono get to actually air stuff on TV? Nothing until the day of the election, where like two commercials popped up.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he knew he didn't have a chance in hell.
Barb.
Wire.
Anyway.
I'm surprised they didn't come up with more shirts after the Seaside disaster to make more money, like retire to fire. Like, I was waiting for those to start surfacing and.
Yeah, did Seaside even rebuild yet from that one?
No.
Well, it was just a couple buildings, right?
About a quarter mile of boardwalk.
Yeah,
was it?
Boardwalk,
yeah, it was pretty far.
It demolished.
It was a good 1,000 feet, maybe, right?
Yeah, somewhere around there. It was quite a bit.
Yeah.
Got any good pictures?
6 months.
The Jersey Shore house is okay, right?
Oh, jeez, I hope so.
I think so.
Yeah, because that's important.
So we have any good pictures of it?
Of what?
Of anything that happened during Sandy? Oh, like the Megatron house?
Megatron house?
There's that house in was it Port Monmouth?
Yeah.
It's actually, we're only like 1 degree of separation from the person who lives in the house. I'm friends with a friend of the person who owns that house.
Okay, that's close.
And, their house got hit pretty hard. Hard enough that, I mean, I'm sure you've seen the picture. Derek, can you bring up the, house.
Shit.
This house right here.
Oh, man, that poor guy.
Wow. They still haven't rescued him yet?
No,
with, Cleveland in the tub there.
Peter!
Peter,
what are you doing?
I didn't make this, obviously, because I'm not that clever.
Not that clever.
But I found this, and I put it up on our Facebook page. And, of course, somebody...
That's disgusting. I know the people.
I saw this with my own two eyes. There's no humor in this whatsoever.
Sickos.
Sickos.
And then did you put "Here we go again"?
Yeah.
And then I put it's actually pretty funny.
It's a gun house.
That's why I said it looks like Megatron.
NRA. They must love that.
Yeah.
And this is actually on the cover of a book that I saw in Barnes & Noble about Sandy.
Well, the woman who owns the house was complaining like that a handful of people were posting stuff, but then was like okay with other people that she knew posting it.
Yeah, somebody posted a picture like, wow, it was like right when it happened, people were just like taking pictures with their cell phone and posting it saying, holy shit, look at this house. And she was like, that's my house. Don't you post pictures in my house. But meantime, it's on the cover of a book now.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of gun, before I forget, on driving on the Bell Parkway the other day in Brooklyn, this red Jeep, great, Texas license plates, NRA sticker on the back window. Shove your gun control up your ass.
Yeah.
This guy tattooed from head to toes. All gun stickers all over his Jeep. And bullhorns on the front like this thing.
Bullhorn!
I swear to God. It was a
JBL?
Yeah. from Dukes of Hazzard. This guy was hardcore with the gun stickers over his Jeep. I couldn't even get that picture of it as I was driving. It was amazing. Beautiful.
Was anybody honking at him?
No, I just left a big NRA sticker on his back window. Like,
I used to work with a guy who had a sticker on the back of his car that said, gun control is hitting your target. I like that one.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder.
Yeah.
Guns don't kill people, I kill people.
Yes. I love that one.
I had to shoot the ball off of Bigfoot's foot.
Yeah.
I had a question earlier about Pandora.
A little closer to the mouth.
About Pandora.
Yeah.
If there is a way to find out who's got the most thumbs ups?
Yes.
And who's got the most thumbs down?
Well, you can look up Pandora Records, maybe.
It'd be a very interesting statistic.
Please let Justin Bieber be all downs.
But they had a good one. Maybe he
well,
has
Matt
the
has
most
a theory as that person with the most thumbs up probably also has the most thumbs down.
Yes.
Because people have to be like that.
Well, Matt, you looked that up. In the meantime, some interesting news for me and something that Clutch might relate to. J.J. Abrams has said the script for Star Wars Episode 7 is complete, which I know you don't care about, but he confirms that he's talked with Jesse Plemons about a role in the movie. Jesse Plemons, as we all know, was one of the stars of Breaking Bad.
All right.
He was the,
he's supposed to be like a main character, isn't he? Right?
He was the bastard in Breaking Bad, the psychotic bastard of Breaking Bad. So apparently he's going to have a large part in the new movie. We don't know who he's going to play yet, though.
I can picture him being like, who's the little green guy?
Yoda.
Yoda, yes. He kind of looks like Yoda. Just paint him green.
Yeah, maybe.
Buck tooth I is.
I don't like him just because of the character that he played.
I don't like
so
him.
You've typecasted him already?
Yeah, I'm just. He should be like a really bad guy in the movie. Now he's got those shifty eyes. I don't know.
He's just got a weird face like proportions,
non-existent eyebrows. Yeah. And he kind of looks like a weird, like Matt Damon kind of.
He looks
Matt Damon
Neanderthal kind of.
Yeah.
Neanderthal.
You want to do the? Did you get anything on the Pandora thing?
I got a story here. Pandora hits 10 billionth thumb rating.
Ooh. Hopefully it's in the butt.
That was back in 2011.
Because we're running out of time here, so I got to save it for the next hour.
I got the top five holiday thumbs up. Of
yeah, that came up too. Yeah, what were those?
All right, well, why don't we take a break?
We'll
end the show, I guess, technically. And you guys can do a little more research, and then we'll come back.
Research. Yes.
Because I got to blow my nose.
Oh, that's physically impossible to blow your nose.
Oh, the Music Genome Project. Yeah,
I'll do it.
You could try all day.
Oh, I will do it. Don't you worry. I'll manage.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.
This guy is sucking all the light out of the camera. You're like
really
pitch black on the screen.
Yeah,
see?
He's the bad guy.
Is that guy got Down syndrome? Beady eyes?
Down syndrome?
Take him off the screen and see what happens if you light up on there.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Derek's back.
I got to wait a minute for him to show up on my screen.
Let's see. That's a look at me.
He's on a delay.
Delay.
Yeah. Wow, big delay. Yeah, there it is.
Wow. That's like two minutes.
We will see you next week. Oh, yeah. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, we'll see you Thursday.
Thursday.
You know more about my show.
You coming
than
back?
I do.
You coming back next week, guys?
Yeah.
All right. Next week is same clothes as last week, Thursdays.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a good bit.
I'll make sure I'm going to have everything laid out exactly the same.
Good. Better be.
I got a fart.
Don't clean up any of those bottles.
No. I'm not even going to drink the rest of this. Leave us here. And Dora the Explorer.
That's not Dora.
Dora.
Dummy. That's
it looks like her.
That's Buttercup.
Same shit.
Buttercup.
Buttercup.
Butternuts.
Powerpuff Girls. The Powerpuff Girls.
The Evil Stormtrooper.
At least you got that one right.
See you guys later.
The Shadow Trooper.
The Shadow Trooper.